1045 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. A world leader is now a corona patient. I'm Dave Anthony, Britain's Prime Minister. Now one of the 542,000 people infected worldwide. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Boris Johnson announcing that he has tested positive for the new coronavirus.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough.
The Prime Minister posting a message on Twitter saying he will continue to lead the UK government's response to the outbreak.
Be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team.
Johnson saying he's now self-isolating at his home in Downing Street. Dave?
Simon, a few hours ago, President Trump talked to China's leader, tweeting they had a very good conversation, much respect, though the president's faced criticism for calling corona the Chinese virus. Now, the U.S. has surpassed China with the most cases in the world, almost 86,000, as infections surge beyond New York and the Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans areas. 1,300 of those people have died, a rate that has the president encouraged.
In my opinion, it's way, way down. And that takes a lot of fear out. You know, it's one thing to have it. It's another thing to die.
Now he's also questioning whether hospitals will actually need all the ventilators governors and doctors have suggested. The House will convene next hour to consider that more than $2 trillion bill to help Americans and businesses in this corona mess. But it might not pass till the weekend because of one lawmaker.
Sources tell Fox News that member is Kentucky Republican Tom Massey, who can object to a lack of a quorum and demand a roll call vote on record yesterday. He tweeted Article 1, Section 5, Clause 1 that requires that. Now, leadership tried to get him to allow the voice vote, but to no avail. Apparently, now they're advising members to fly back to Washington this morning if they're able, and to do so cautiously. The Capitol attending physician and sergeant-at-arms issuing new guidance in preparation for it.
Fox's Griff Jenkins on Wall Street. Stock futures way down, so the three-day rebound may end. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over 1 million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Again, our top Fox story just developing. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is tested positive for the coronavirus. He has mild symptoms, will work from his home. Now, despite the continued rise in cases in the U.S., up more than 20% since this time yesterday, President Trump's still hopeful that some parts of the country can get back to normal business soon.
You'll take the Farm Belt. You'll take certain states that aren't badly impacted, you know, where they have almost none or they have just a little bit.
He's telling Fox some more rural areas. But one state with a lot of those, joining the more than 20 others, wanting to shut things down a lot.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock issuing a stay-at-home order for the state's 1 million residents to fight the corona pandemic. The directive takes effect on Saturday at 12:01 a.m.
We know that for every person who stays at home and avoids large crowds, the better our chances to fight this virus and protect our frontline healthcare workers and our emergency responders.
The order permits going out for essential needs like food and medicine. Outdoor activities such as running and biking are allowed as long as people comply with social distancing. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now something not corona-related. U.S. indicts Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, though he's not here to put on trial.
Seeing the Maduro regime is awash in corruption and criminality, Attorney General Barr announced indictments by several jurisdictions. He says the Venezuelan strongman's crimes were in part a coordinated effort.
Involving an extremely violent terrorist organization known as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, and an effort to flood the United States with cocaine.
Normally, sitting foreign leaders are exempt from U.S. prosecution, but the U.S. doesn't consider Maduro Venezuela's legitimate leader, only recognizing Juan Guaido in that role.
That's Gernal Scott. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to complete repairs to the railroad crossing across Bradley Avenue, Canadian National Railroad will close Bradley Avenue about halfway between Market Street and 4th Street. That closure will start early morning, Monday, March 30th, and is expected to be reopened to traffic by Friday morning, April 3rd. Through traffic is advised to follow the marked detour route utilizing Lincoln Avenue, I-74, and Neal Street to navigate around the closure. Bradley Avenue east and west of the closure will remain open to local traffic. Governor J.B. Pritzker has turned to a former member of President Obama's cabinet and his sister to raise money for those hurt by the coronavirus outbreak. Penny Pritzker is leading the Illinois COVID-19 Response Fund to help nonprofit agencies battered by the pandemic. The Democratic governor made that announcement this week. Commerce Secretary under President Obama, Penny Pritzker, took charge last week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, we made it to Friday. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They can sell you some flowers, but they're going to kind of wait this out as well. They have some beautiful in-stock flowers if you'd like to contact them, but they're hanging out, waiting for this virus to pass. Reef 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. For the Blossom Basket Florist, the best florist I've ever been into. The Bailey family does a wonderful job. Blossom Basket Florist on Cunningham and Urbana and Village of the Crossing Champaign. Diane Ducey, what do we look like?
We've got a high 56, low 54. Temperatures not fluctuating much. Heavy rain expected throughout the day. Before this is all said and done, maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches in east central Illinois. Strong storms expected tomorrow. Windy conditions, high 70, low 46. Average high at this time should be 54. And that's our low tonight. Partly cloudy and windy on Sunday with a high 55, low 30. More typical for the end of March. Right now, the temperature's at 43 with the misty and rainy conditions here at ESPN 93.5.
Opinion editor, Deseret News, former chief of staff for Senator Mike, I'm Quarantine Lee as well. Boyd Matheson, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, CBJ. How are you?
Well, yeah. What the heck, boy? We've never been through anything like this ever, have we?
No, this is definitely uncharted waters for us, to be sure.
Okay, where do we stand? I know the Senate went 96-0. Then this guy named Thomas Massey might make everybody go to Washington to record their votes as opposed to a voice vote. I think it's irresponsible in light of everything.
Yeah, I agree. And typically, I would agree with Congressman Massey that having people on the record on tough votes is the right thing to do. But in this scenario, it's not even a close vote. So, you know, having 435 members of Congress jump on planes and all reconvene in Washington, I think is a little reckless and irresponsible.
So why? What is his, I know he's libertarian leaning and all of that stuff, but you got to think about getting on planes and getting in rooms together and the fact that the Senate went 96-0. It's going to pass, Thomas Massey. Why are we doing this? It's going to delay it.
Yeah, that's right. And the delay is the delay, you know, it'd be one more day probably. Although you may have some members of Congress say, hey, I'm not getting on a plane. You have to wait for me. I'm going to drive. So it'd be more like the old days. You know, you'd convene, and in about a couple of weeks, you'd have everybody there. And so I think this is one of those. Massey needs to stand down on this one. This is not the time to make that case. Making that case should have been done a long time ago, as you and I have talked over and over again. The reckless spending, the fake fights, the false choice. And granted, there's some, you know, we don't need to be funding the Kennedy Center and all kinds of things for the arts, as important as those are not part of the coronavirus crisis. And so there are things to be argued, but those should have been done on the front end, not on the back end.
Okay, so
it'll pass at some point. Can the federal government, can we work with the states and the SBA and direct deposit? Can we really disperse this money efficiently, as big as we are, as important as the funds are? Do you think we can do it?
I think it is going to test the federal government once again to be able to do this and do this quickly. Again, it's going to be tricky because you got to go through and say, okay, well, who fits into this category? Who fits into that category? Who gets this much? Who gets that much? Which is why I think it would have been smarter to actually just send a check to everybody and then let everyone do their kind of their own self-evaluation there. And then it says, well, you can't send a $1,200 check to Warren Buffett. Well, what do you think Warren Buffett's going to do with $1,200? He's gonna give it to somebody. Yeah, he's going to give it right. to a charity. He's going to give it to somebody in need. Then it'll be back in the economy. And so you can do some self-means testing. Would have been just fine. And an interesting side note, Stevie, that no one's really talking about is government is overwhelmed already, and we're just early on in this whole thing. And where do people turn when the federal government breaks down? They turn to nonprofits, to churches, to religious organizations, to local community groups that depend on donations and depend on people volunteering or congregating to do things. That's my bigger worry in this whole thing is if we lose our nonprofit sector and if we lose a lot of these smaller local community churches, if they break down in this process, then we will be in a world of hurt because that's where the most vulnerable among us turn when government fails them. That's what it happens now. But if we lose, if we come out of this thing and we have a bigger hole blown in our civil society, then we got bigger issues for sure.
We have to get back to work. But Dr. Fauci said you don't set a timetable. The virus does that. However, and he's a medical guy and a scientist, and everybody likes him, I understand. We have to get back to work because there won't be anything left. The economy can't go down the tubes on us. It's too important as well. We got to figure out some kind of a balance here.
That's right. And you do have to factor in the end, you have to factor in how many people will die because the economy collapses. And you can go back to the Great Depression. You can go back to 1912. You can go through all of those, and the economy collapsing cost a lot of lives. And you're right. The balance is hard, and every life matters. But we have to look at that whole thing. You know, for example, last year we had 37,000 people died in car crashes last year in the United States. So all of those lives are very important as well. So how do we end all of those? Well, we could have a nationwide 10-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah, right.
And we could make everyone drive Hummers. But that's not realistic either. And so I'm not exactly sure where the balance point is on this particular virus, but it's a conversation that needs to be had. We cannot hunker down and do nothing for long. It's better to lean into the stiff wind of this thing and figure out the balance than it is to just curl up and hope everything is going to turn around in terms of the economy. Hope is great, and you and I both know hope is critically important, but hope is not a strategy. And we got to have a strategy to march everything forward.
I think the president has done an outstanding job. This has been a tough situation. I like it when he gives me facts and hope. And you know he's doing well when other networks are talking about not covering these press conferences anymore, Boyd.
Yeah, and that's an ironic thing. And I agree with you. I think the president stumbled out of the gate a little bit, like most leaders do in these kind of situations. You think of President Bush coming out of 9/11, and it wasn't until he actually made it to New York and stood on that pile of rubble, he got his sea legs right there, right. And he moved. We've seen that with President Trump. He's got his sea legs. His team has their sea legs. And I think the press conferences should be way shorter. And why they're covering Governor Cuomo's two-hour sessions every day is ironic to me.
Because I tell you why, Boyd, the reason they're covering Governor Cuomo is they got to have somebody besides Joe Biden. He can't be the guy. They're looking right now. They're auditioning people, and it's Governor Cuomo now.
which is just odd. You know, the entire nation is watching just what is happening in New York. you know, play-by-play and these long, you know, drawn-out answers on all of these things. I think, and you know I'm an anti-regulation guy, but I've watched way too many press conferences from every level, from the president down to local city press conferences. I'm going to propose for some senator, we need a regulation before anyone in any organization holds a press conference. They have to go to my training on how to do a press conference. Go,
Boyd can teach you exactly how to do it. Boyd Matheson, how do people connect you? How do they read your stuff, Boyd?
They can go to Deseret.com, D-E-S-E-R-E-T, Deseret.com, or they can follow me on Twitter, at Boyd Matheson.
Keep up your good work. Thanks, sir.
Be well, my friend.
That's Boyd Matheson, Salt Lake City, Utah, former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee, who himself is in quarantine, self-quarantine, because apparently he was hanging around Rand Paul, who has it.
I see.
Okay, you can always chime in, 359-2255. We spotlight restaurants. We got money from Jeff Facer and Steve Hillard at HL Precision. We got Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Tony Johnston. We've got some wonderful people in our community that gave me cash to buy gift cards from restaurants. Today, it's Papa Del's.
Great.
Stand by for a chance for somebody that especially needs it. These are focused on folks that have lost work, that are highly stressed, that have a whole bunch of children running around and need a little help with dinner. Mm-hmm. Let me take care of that for you. Stand by for your chance to text in 359-2255 for somebody who especially needs this now. We'll have five $50 gift cards to Papa Del's. Stand by on this Friday morning. It is March 27. We should be playing basketball back when we used to play basketball. Opening day baseball was yesterday.
Dang it.
Now they're talking about taking the season into December if it's in warm climates or indoors.
Wow.
That kind of a thing in the postseason. It would climb perhaps into December if we get back. I mean, again, nobody knows. That's what's difficult is the uncertainty of everything.
Indianapolis 500 was postponed until August.
And that's late May, and already they're saying not time to get back in those kinds of groups. And I think no matter what the President of the United States decides on getting back, it's still coming down to J.B. Pritzker for our concerns. He's in charge of our state, and it'll be up to J.B. Pritzker, and certainly Chicago is not very good.
Mm-mm.
More and more cases, but look at the urban areas. They're on top of each other. You've got New York and L.A. and Chicago. It's not a shock, and you've got to be able to. In fact, I read something that if you're out there running, you could be arrested in Chicago right now because they want you in. They're really trying to clamp down, trying to thwart this thing or slow it, whatever we need. But it's tough, and this is particularly difficult for our older people. So our older people are going to be in a while. I mean, it's just, I don't see the older folks being able to get out and be life as usual for a while, because that's the real danger here. And the pre-existing people that have something wrong, you're not going to want to go out a lot right now, because we know it spreads easily. We know people have the asymptomatic, meaning I got a little cold. Oh, I've got COVID-19. That's how it works. So it's difficult because you might not even feel that bad. It might be that whole hay fever you think you have, but it might not be allergies this time. But yet only 5% are truly testing positive when they think they have it. 5%. Means 95% of the people that might be running a low-grade fever, they don't have COVID-19, but they think they do, and then they can't find a doctor because there's, you know, that kind of panic.
Yeah.
But again, those that think they have it probably don't. But we're getting this self-test coming. The FDA is about to approve something like that, so you might be able to take a little swab at home and find out in 15 minutes. So we're moving as quickly as possible, I think, on this. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Heavy rain in the forecast as we wrap up the week here on March 27th. High 56, low 54. Temperatures not fluctuating much. Strong storms in the forecast tomorrow. 70% chance of rain with a high 70, low 46. Partly cloudy and windy on Sunday. High 55, low 37. Winds as high as 30 miles.
miles per hour. Right now, the temperature's at 43, kind of misty and foggy and rainy. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we've had a really terrific week when it comes to the markets and your 401k and investors and day traders and all these other things that are popping up because of what's happened. We'll see if we can continue this rally. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Friday, March 27, ESPN 93.5, 720, Fox Business Minute on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Restaurants have been hard hit as the coronavirus forces many chains to close some locations and switch to delivery and takeout only at others. Darden Restaurants, parent company of Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, and also Cracker Barrel Old Country Store have suspended their dividend programs for coming months because of uncertainty created by the pandemic. Restaurant chains say it'll be difficult to make up their lost business from sit-down diners. McDonald's isn't buying back stock, but hasn't touched its dividend. Help is on the way for small banks from the Federal Reserve. The Fed says it is giving banks with under $5 billion in assets another month to file the financial statements due at the end of March. In light of staffing priorities and disruptions, the bank will have another 30 days to file those statements. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Every American to the health of your portfolio. Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage as markets continue to react with extreme volatility. Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2-Minute A Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wait, Lon, it's not drive time yet.
I can't wait any longer, Derek. These deals are too good to be true.
What kind of deals?
Well, the best prices on new Hondas, used Hondas, pre-owned trucks, BMWs, and so much more.
Wow, big time.
Can you and Trevor handle the show today? I've got to get down to Honda BMW at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Sure. But can't you search for vehicles on their website?
Oh, that's right. What's the address again?
They're online at drivechampaign.com.
We are supporting local restaurants. We want to do that with the help of some wonderful sponsors like Jeff Facer at Areawide Technologies. And then we distribute our $550 gift cards every day to people that are especially in some need and could really use the boost. And today we're very happy to welcome Andrea from Papa Del's. Your dad is Bob Monty and you're a fourth generation. This is pizza in the blood, Andrea, right?
That is correct.
Man, oh man, I didn't realize in doing the little reading that you're the fourth generation. Your dad, obviously, the third generation. And Papa Del's kind of legendary. And Papa Del's, people that leave the U of I remember Papa Del's. Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
It's pretty awesome. We ship pizzas all over the nation, usually along with stories of, you know, I've moved to the East Coast or West Coast and I can't find great pizza. So it's pretty awesome to hear that.
But being kind of that is a little pressure on you. You guys got to keep doing it. You're only as good as your last pizza, Andrea, right?
Exactly. So true.
Okay, so how's the Coca-Cola building? You guys took that on. That's been a massive place. And yet you go in there and there's a lot of people that eat your pizza right now. How do people during this time get your pizza?
Our online ordering is only for shipping our pizzas. So if you go on our website, you can see our menu. But right now, you still do just have to call in any carryout or delivery orders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to ship to anyone, a loved one, states away, or somebody from out of the area is wanting to ship, they can do that all on the website very easily. Otherwise, we do have 10 phone lines. All of our staff has moved over to cashiering, answering phones, ringing people up. We can pay over the phone. You can do curbside delivery, or because we have so much space, when you walk in, you are not crowded. There's plenty of room to spread out. We have disinfectant, hand sanitizer. You know, you're not right on top of the person next to you while you're waiting.
Wow. Okay. Well, keep up your good work, Andrea. We're rooting for you all the way. By the way, growing up, you knew your dad had Papa Del's. You never had pizza for dinner, right? That would be like a plumber and leaky faucet or something.
It was very seldom. Only time we ever got pizza is when we had a babysitter. So usually when there was a football game that my parents would go attend, like a U of I game, we'd get stuck with a babysitter and a pizza.
He said, please, not another pizza. I know my pizza. Listen, that's so cool. Listen, congratulations on the success. I know you're a big part of that. We want people to get on the website at Papa Del's and order and pick up curbside. And we're going to get a whole bunch of people that are going to really enjoy $50 gift cards. And just to help and just to say, way to go, Andrea. We appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate what your father's been doing. And just keep it up and let's keep going and get through this.
Well, and this is awesome. I really appreciate the local businesses and area-wide for doing this because there are people really in need right now.
You betcha. And we're there for you, Andrea. We want to keep this going. We want to get back open as soon as possible. But thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Andrea over at Papa Del's. I mean, that's a legendary place.
1201 South Neal Street and 359-7700.
All right, we've got Coach and Johnny coming up. We talk a little bit about coronavirus. That's just a few moments. Maybe Coach can fire me up.
Give us some wisdom.
Give me some energy.
Okay.
Give me some hope. Fire me up, Coach. Put me in the game, Coach. I'm telling you, Coach did that. He was able to make you want to play for him. But, you know, in this time, I'm sure he believes we're going to be okay. But I'm going to ask him because he's been around a little longer than any of us. Because he was born at the beginning of World War II. And I'm sure very impacted by the Great Depression because his folks were raising him in Pennsylvania at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by, Coach and Johnny next. Dick Van Dyke celebrating 25 years in our great community. Some great deals are still open, but, you know, if you want to go online, that's totally understandable because if the refrigerator breaks, you got to do something. You kind of need it, so you need maybe a new one or maybe you plan on it or as soon as you can. And if people have to make a service call, then they put on the gloves and you wipe things down and stuff, but life must keep rolling at some point, and you just take all the precautions. But Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's been around since 1977. They're going to be around after all this as well. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. Discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. Why don't you start online at appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, the number one independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Appliance-world.com. Betsy and Brad Parks have been busy. Not only are they new grandparents, but they have CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. This is a locally owned janitorial supply company. And guess what? They've got stuff that kills stuff. You can reach out to them at 359-6262 on Bloomington Road in Champaign. And go buy the squirt, 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 this e-sprayer that they talk about that kills germs on contact. I mean, they have been very, very busy, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have gloves and masks and things. Those are for first responders. So probably stand down on all that. But get hold of CMI, CMIClean.com or 359-6262. I heard Dr. Oz say you don't even want to wear the masks that protect you. Doctors wear masks to protect the patient. If you don't wear the mask properly, it's no good, and first responders need them. We need to just stay in. That's essentially the message.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. We'll be right back. It's Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. We look forward to our Friday, and we've had him on for many, many years, and many of you really, really enjoy their visits every week, and we do too. Again, 359-2255, that's our number to text.
That's it.
If you have somebody in need or you yourself could use a boost of Papa Dells today, $50. Text in now and let us know. 7:30.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his symptoms are mild, but confirms he has tested positive for coronavirus. The U.S. now has more cases than any other country, including China, where the outbreak started, nearly 86,000 here. In Washington, House passage of a stimulus bill could be delayed a day or two over a procedural move forcing at least 216 members to show up and vote in person.
Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky is signaling he'll hold up the $2 trillion bill, leading to lawmakers scrambling to catch planes back to Washington for a roll call vote. The libertarian-leaning Massie tweeted, "The Senate did some voodoo just like with Obamacare. House leadership was planning on a voice vote, where everyone in the chamber shouts yay or nay, with the loudest side winning." President Trump, who has said he'd sign the bill, said yesterday there could be one grandstander and apparent reference to Massey.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower. That's smart.
Ah, it's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County now has 10 cases of coronavirus. Two more cases were reported, a woman in her 30s and a man in his 50s. More than 2,500 people in Illinois have confirmed cases of the new coronavirus, with 673 more confirmed on Thursday, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. The total number of people who died from the disease has hit 26. The state has shut down golf courses. Golf course maintenance and carryout services for club restaurants are still allowed. In order to complete repairs to the railroad crossing across Bradley Avenue, Canadian National Railroad will close Bradley Avenue about halfway between Market Street and 4th Street. That closure will start early morning Monday, March 30th, and is expected to be reopened to traffic by Friday morning, April 3rd. Through traffic is advised to follow the marked detour route utilizing Lincoln Avenue, I-74, and Neal Street to navigate around the closure. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather. National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Temperatures at 43 now. Cloudy, rainy, misty conditions. We've got heavy rain throughout the day with a high 56 expected and only down to 54 this evening with a 90% chance of showers. 70% chance of rain by day on Saturday. Strong thunderstorms. Low 46 with a 90% chance of rain Saturday night. Partly cloudy and windy up to 55 and down to 37 by Sunday. Again, we're at 43. ESPN 93.5.
Fridays for darn near 20 years now. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. Johnny in New Orleans still hanging in there down in the Crescent City where they had 2 million visitors for Mardi Gras just 4 weeks ago. Johnny!
Yes, sir, Stevie. We're hanging in there. We have the highest death rate, but I think that's because they're counting about half of the city in terms of the math, but I think we've had 46 people died here.
Coach Mike Ditka, Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
Pretty well, guys. How's you?
Okay. You're our senior by a few years. Have you ever seen what America and the world is going through right now? I mean, has there ever been anything that you remember that is anything like this?
No, I never, and not only that. I mean, if there was, nobody really knew that much about it. So what's going on now because of what we know and everything, it makes it so much more, scary. It's really scary because, you can't do anything about it. It's what it is, it is.
Yeah, Coach, I think that's the key there was nobody knew anything about it. So I guess what you don't know doesn't hurt you. But, in 1967... That's the year of the Ice Bowl, Stevie.
Yep.
Globally, we weren't going. I don't remember it. 2 million people died of smallpox. I think we've lost a little perspective here. The swine flu had 300,000 people die. The world death toll right now is at 25,000, and the death mortality rate's way less than they thought. It's still high. But it's high for coaches, it's higher for people over 65 like us. And that's a little different. Most of our people here in Louisiana died in nursing homes before we even knew much about the spread, Steve. And we've shut those down now. But, boy, if it gets into one of the places where older people are living, that's a bad deal.
Here's Donald Trump.
It's a very bad situation. We haven't seen anything like it. But the end result is we got to get back to work. And I think we can start by opening up certain parts of the country, Farm Belt, certain parts of the Midwest.
How do we balance that, Johnny, where we really have to think about getting cash flow in this country? It's not about... You're not going to have anything left, and then you're going to have the president thinks, and I think there's numbers to probably support it during the crash of 29, and historically, how many people die from no economy, so how do we do this?
Well, there's a lot of things there, and it is tough to balance, and that's why the president's got a tough job. And the things you have to do to eradicate a virus, we really can't do, because it'll be worse than just letting it run. One thing we can do... For instance, in Illinois, south of I-80, I don't think there's a problem. And I just heard on that report that they shut down the golf courses. Well, that's hysterical. And it's just that's all it is. And New York, for example, has 27,000 people per square mile. In Champaign-Urbana, we're about 3,500. It's just there's not as many people around. There's not as much virus around. And it's not as lethal as we thought. And if you're over 65 and want to stay home a few weeks, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but, I think you got to watch it. Coach, it's definitely, I would not take you to the restaurant in Chicago right now. I would have you hold up probably for the rest of the year, Coach. I don't want you to get that.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know. It's really, we've never seen anything like this. So, how do you deal with it? But it's really had a big effect on it. and everybody in the restaurant business for sure. People aren't going out. I don't blame them. What do you want to go out for?
Yeah.
I mean, you just put yourself, make yourself vulnerable. And so our restaurant business is really getting slammed around, but that's life. If that's the worst thing that happens, we'll be okay.
Yeah, what are you, I mean, what happens to your employees? You can't keep them all, Mike. I mean, it's just part of the, there have been...
What are they going to do? Where are they going to go?
Right.
I mean, you know, we got to try to keep the ones, I mean, the ones that are on salary, the managers, that we have to. The other ones, I mean, they're going to do whatever they have to do to find an income. But it's a bad situation, and it's not going to get much better, I don't find.
Well, 3.3 million applied for unemployment when 3 weeks ago, we couldn't find people to hire, Johnny. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we are going to be paying people in the restaurant business. There's unemployment packages. There's just checks coming. But Mike, I got a head scratcher for you. If you do, and this actually is correct, if you take $2.2 trillion, that's $6,300 for every single man, woman, and child in the U.S. But we're only, if you make under 90, you get what, $1,200? So where's, I don't know. You know what I mean, Steve? Wait a minute, maybe we should have all got about $5,000.
I think that a lot's going to that small business, and you do have a little in there for solar panels, I guess, but I think
and you have to spread it out. Yeah, it doesn't work like that, but I think the number's interesting.
It's a big number, but boy, I tell you, at this point, I'm looking for relief. People will take the cash, and I really think the danger in our society to keep civilized and not go anarchy as it did in Katrina in 2005 in Louisiana, I think you have to get cash in people's hands to maintain, don't you?
Well, I mean, people need to, you know, stay calm. And I don't think the media is doing a very good job in trying to help that. I think they're actually still sensationalizing, Mike. And I think that's past making money and ratings. That's just wrong, and they're not giving us much of a good side of the story. We're getting a lot of the bad side, Steve, and it's still going on, and that's not helping. But the American people aren't really responding to it like they could. They're responding in a very well, mm-hmm. And I think things have gone great from the standpoint of, okay, well, you know, we'll try to work with what people are telling us to do and see how it works out. So that's the good news, and I think we're going to have to start phasing back into work. We have to, or like the president says, the cure is going to be worse than disease. We don't want that.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, and Coach, I mean, this is the first time ever that we really haven't had sports. And boy, is that odd to be looking at Magic Johnson and Larry Bird from 1979 in the national championship, Indiana State and Michigan State, but that's the only thing that's on.
Yeah, I saw that. A lot of reruns, a lot of old stuff. You get to learn how, find out how great these guys were.
Yeah.
The old ones.
I want to watch the 85 Super Bowl,
Coach. That 85 Super Bowl would be fun to watch because I know who's going to win, and it's not even going to be close, man. It's not only I tell you what, one other thing, and I'll let you guys go today, but one other thing that I don't quite understand is the mass, and it's going to depend on area, it's going to depend on a very progressive prosecutor in that particular region, but I know they are doing mass prisoner releases under the auspices of, oh, they're going to get sick. I don't think you should ever let a violent criminal out of jail just nilly-willy, and I think that's happening by the droves. Coach Ditka, what do you think? I mean, does that make any sense to you?
Well, I'm old-fashioned. I believe like you do. You know, if a guy has committed a crime, then he's got to pay the price for it, and that's all. I mean, I don't know why would you let him out? Is he safer in jail or out of jail?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I think it's, again, when you lose perspective and kind of panic, and I think some of the decisions from our leaders are not rational, and it isn't so much panic, it's just complete lack of perspective. There's no zooming out. We have We have 150,000 people die every day in the world. 150, that's no plague. That's how many people die every year, Steve. And we're up to 25,000 people died since this thing started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
150,000 a day.
Well, and then what I'm confused by is that we have all these vaccines for flu, and we say, well, we're good with that when 30 to 50,000 die every year from the flu. And I don't understand why we have such a handle on it when I don't think this year's vaccine worked at all. So I mean,
if you look at that, so there's been 1,200 people die, Coach, so far, which is terrible. But look at the 30 to 50,000 people that died of flu. We weren't doing anything about that. We were, everywhere I was going, I was running to people who were sick. It's just like, well, I hope you don't get it, you know. And maybe we'll do a little better about that. But it doesn't make any sense, the response to this, as if it's smallpox. In World War One and World War Two, 120 billion people died. In that same time frame, the first two thirds of the 20th century, 300 to 500 million people died. There's no perspective, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These numbers are very small compared to even the swine flu so far. And the projections are what scares you.
Yeah.
We're living in projections. And I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Burks said these numbers aren't supporting these kinds of projections.
Right, right,
reality.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And so hopefully, Mike, we'll settle down a little bit.
Well, Coach, like you used to fire your team up, any encouraging words to America? I mean, what would you say to, let's go, guys, we can get through this, right?
Well, you got to keep your chin up. You got to keep fighting. You kind of got to keep doing the right things. I don't know that the advice we're getting is right or wrong, because I don't know that anybody has an answer of how to combat this stuff. But I think you got to listen to the experts, and you... You even got to do the things they say and try to stop the spread of it, whatever way it is. It's something that we've never dealt with, and hopefully we'll never deal with again. But it's scary. It really is.
Yeah. Johnny, we appreciate you guys.
I think Coach is right. We just kind of keep toeing the line here, and then I think we're going to see better days, and I think sooner rather than later.
Yep, me too. I think the president's done an outstanding job. He's given us some facts. He's given us some hope, and I think that's what we need today. Coach, it's always a pleasure. Stay healthy. Johnny, thank you, bud. Appreciate you as always.
Hey, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Coach Ditka, Mike Ditka, the legendary Mike Ditka, and Brother Johnny, Naples and New Orleans. And, of course, New Orleans, unbelievable timing. They have 2 million visitors in your city for Mardi Gras, and they're the deadliest now as far as per capita. But because they had 2 million visitors from all over the world, bad timing there for sure. Well, Kelly's accounting for all tax types plus payroll and bookkeeping services in Monticello. Kelly's accounting, 762-5509. If you need accounting, it's kellysaccounting.com.
Keeping your old returns. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. After this,
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
You should keep your returns for at least 3 years. CPA Dan Geltrude, managing partner at Geltrude & Company, says the general rule is that the IRS has 3 years to audit you, unless
the IRS can go back 6 years when more than 25% of income was omitted from the tax return. Another exception, there's no statute of limitations when the IRS proves you filed a fraudulent tax return.
If the IRS doesn't have a copy of your return, it's going to assume you didn't file one. So it's up to you to prove you filed. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Yeah, I did see the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Indiana State game. It was unbelievable. 1979, Indiana State was in the national championship basketball game. They haven't been ranked since. Larry Bird was their star. Unbelievable what was happening in Terre Haute that year. I remember it vividly. Anyway, Michigan State beat Larry Bird's Indiana State team 75-64. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 54, low, or 57, high, low 54. Temperature's not fluctuating much. We're staying in the mid-50s and rain throughout the day. We've got strong storms in the forecast tomorrow. High 70, low 46. Clouds and windy conditions by Sunday, high 55, low 37. Sunny on Monday as we get ready to wrap up March. We've got a high 30, 43 and low 34
But sunny March. Monday.
Yeah,
it'll be okay.
So at least we'll get through this. Yeah. But strong storms expected this weekend and 44 now. Mm. ESPN 93.5.
Well, have you or someone you know been affected by coronavirus pandemic? Maybe you've lost your job, you're struggling, you just need a little help. We are partnering with Jeff Facer, Area-Wide Technologies, Troy Lance, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard, HL Precision, Tony Johnston, some people that have stepped up with some pretty good money. Jeff started it with a bunch of money and said, I want you to spend $250 a day. You pick the restaurants. Hmm. So we're doing five $50 gift cards every single day to support local restaurants in this area. Just listen between 7 and 9 every weekday. We're giving different cards every day. Jet's Pizza, Hickory River Smokehouse, Manzella's coming up. We did Pool Boys. We did Big Grove Tavern, El Toro coming up. Baldorada's, Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage we did. Watson Shack and Rail coming up. Dispassionate Cuisine served everybody on the second floor at Carl off Windsor. Garcia's Pizza in a Pan. We had Ralph and Joe on. Scotty's Brewhouse we did yesterday. Rosati's Pizza with Shane earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next week, Farron's Pub and Eatery, and even the Original Pancake House.
Nice.
Original House of Pancakes, isn't it officially? OHOP.
Yes.
Original House of Pancakes. So today it's Papadel's, and we had Andrea, Bob Monty's daughter. Andrea was on talking about, she's fourth generation now, pizza.
Wow.
And her great-grandfather started in 1932 in Chicago. Then her grandfather had it going in Lombard. And then young Robert Monty went to the University of Illinois in the 60s. And they went back to that deep dish Chicago that we didn't have.
Right. It's part of the U of I experience to have some Papadel's.
The first location for Papadel's was where? Where was the first location of Papadel's in Champaign-Urbana?
Hmm.
Anybody?
The first one.
First location.
I think I'm thinking of the second one.
Well, there were a few. One on Green Street was there for a while, but there was a camera shop next to it for
a while.
Right. I think the first location, if I'm right on this, was Wright Street and Healy. Wright and Healy is what I believe was the first. And they called them Pops, and then it came to Papadel.
Okay.
And that's how it kind of got its name. But in any event, it's Papa Del's today. So if you or somebody you know and you're thinking about them, it could use kind of dinner. You get a lot of pizza for $50. You get one of those big old pies. Mm-hmm. Probably get you halfway there, if not more.
Because mm-hmm.
you can spend quite a bit because there's a lot of stuff in a big old Papa Del's pizza. So if you want to text us this morning for that or any other reason, 359-2255. 359-2255. Got some calls here to make in the next half hour from some local folks, kind of updating us on various things. Honda BMW, Ben Quattrone's going to jump on, and he's going to tell us how that works, because they're open by appointment. But if you need service on your car, he's doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, like weeks ago, went out and bought this mist that you can spray inside the car that'll totally disinfect everything.
Wow.
So when you go in, you can get Brian Dow does their detailing. He's the best. He's amazing. And so they'll get it all clean, and then they'll mist it and disinfect it all, which is probably good to have. And last count in Champaign County, 10 people have coronavirus. I think that's the number now. So I think all in all, University of Illinois, 45,000 students, international community. Are you kidding? I take 10 in a heartbeat.
That's right.
It could have been much worse. And I think maybe early action really, really helped. Just as I think the president's stopping flights in from China probably really was key early. There's some disconcerting video, darn video, always comes back, in early February, even into early March, about how some officials in New York City were telling people to get out and live your life and live your life. And as early as March 2nd, Mayor de Blasio encouraging people to get out there and live their life.
Oh, boy. Well, John had texted in to 359-2255 saying huge shortages on testing kits, PPE, and most cases of coronavirus in the world, and Trump has done a great job? Simply not true.
Yeah, I believe we'll just disagree on that. I believe he has done a great job because we had, what was it, 12,500, was it ventilators, and we need 1 million or whatever the number is, whatever it was. Maybe it wasn't a ventilator, it's the respirators. We only had 12,500 ready to go, and now we need 1 million? I don't think they're ramping up, and I think it was really smart to go with the public and the mm-hmm. private and go get 3M and Ford and GE and everybody else to use their strength and convert things.
Mm-hmm.
How many whiskey houses and vodka makers are making
hand sanitizers?
I think and having the presence on TV where you can really tell if the president's doing well, and the polls are reflecting that, is that MSNBC and CNN, they want to drop these press conferences. They don't want, and I'm going to watch them wherever, whoever has them, but they don't like them. A, they're going really long. B, they're rating really well. And C, they think it's just helping Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the time to be political. If you don't want to carry him, don't carry him. But I'm going to find where they are because I want to hear everybody. And he puts everybody up there. You get to hear from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and these other people. And trying to get back to work is exactly what we ought to be trying to do. As safely as we can, but we can't let the economy drown. Tens of millions and millions and millions. This will be really bad. It'll be a 10-year thing. It's going to take forever to get back if we go that deep. So we got to figure out how people can kind of start functioning again. And maybe we just strongly advise 65 plus, you got to stay in longer. That's kind of where we are. This is killing people over 65. People under 65 seem to be surviving most of the time. So I think you have to look at some of that. You have to look at your Nebraskas, even Illinois south of I-80. You have to look at how do we do this carefully, social distancing, sanitizers, all that. But we've got to get these local restaurants are going to just die. I mean, they're just not going to make it.
Right.
So we've got to figure out how not to sacrifice this economy because that brings death too. And we got to figure out, and there's got to be a balance in there somewhere. Okay, the news coming up. You're welcome to chime in always, anytime. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5. News is next. Stand by. We got some good local interviews coming up next. It's 7:58.
This is the OSF Healthcare Medical Minute. Hello, my name is John Kreckman. I'm the CMO at Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana, Illinois. I help the doctors take care of patients. So I just want to give our listeners three very good ways to get information that's quick and easy. First is at osfhealthcare.org. You can get on our chatbot, Claire, and walk through questions and what the symptoms are for COVID virus. And if there is concerns, it will direct you on to a nurse hotline, which is 833-673-5669. And they can further direct you and get you the medical care that you need if needed. So that's the first and second thing, the Claire and the nurse hotline. The third thing I want to make sure that our listeners are aware of is the OSF COVID companion. And this is actually something from your phone. It's a free texting option, 67634, and it walks you through the most up-to-date guidelines from the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health. OSF Healthcare, getting you the treatment you need without delay.
This Medical Minute has been brought to you by OSF Healthcare. To learn more, visit osfhealthcare.org.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
You're listening to W.